Welcome to the Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Enjoy fun and amusing ways to nurture relationships with insights on improving vision for a brighter future, expanding value with gained wisdom and increased vitality through legacy living. Live your best life now with our host, the dancing motivator, Penny Lee Prevost.
Thank you so much, Carl, for that amazing introduction, and welcome to Friends Friday Fun Podcast. I am very excited because today is Friday, and Friday, as you know, is my favorite day of the week. It's my opportunity to touch somebody's heart in a positive way, and certainly hoping that this is a ripple effect and you do the same. So today I've invited actually one of my neighbors, I'll call her, because she is a resident of the community that I live in as well. Catherine Tendon is a chocolatier and runs a business called Fine Chocolates by Catherine. She has been a chocolatier for over 40 years, and I'm very blessed to know her because I absolutely love chocolate. And Catherine also runs another business called Thomas's Treasures, and she's been doing that for over 55 years. This is a really talented woman, an amazing lady who is in our own community. And the only way I discovered her was through a local vendor event that was on the street. And I was blessed to be able to discover her fine skills and had an opportunity to work with her a little bit over the holidays, gave some of her goodies away and enjoyed them myself. So I want to thank you, Catherine, for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us here today. Welcome to Friends Friday Fun.
Well, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for accepting my invitation. And of course, we have to say Happy Friends Friday.
Happy Friends Friday.
Thank you. On our podcast, I have made a point of discussing one of the four C's for success. And I believe these are really key components in order for people to be successful in business. And number one, you got to commit to yourself. Whatever your idea is that you'd like to pursue, regardless of whether it's in business or not, if you make a commitment, follow through. So number one is commitment. Number two is communicate. And in order to get your message out there, you need to clearly communicate and have effective communication. Number three, you need a community to work within, either somebody that's going to support you on your journey. Then finally, it's collaborate. So today we are talking about community. And I thought it was fitting because, of course, we met in our own community of Limoges. So tell me a little bit about community for you. How important is having a community to you, Catherine?
Oh, having a community is very, very important. And it's comprised of several different aspects. The people that I have met through shows, like when I met you, yep, my neighbors, my family, when I was working, the people that I worked with, the people at the church, just friends that I've had for years. There's just so many different avenues. It's hard to name them all.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, you know, sometimes people feel alone and isolated, and realistically there is always a community available for you. It's just a matter of you reaching out and making connections. So how long have you been in my community?
Oh, we've lived here. It's almost 29 years now.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. And you know what? We've lived here for 30 years. And so we're very close in the length of time we've lived here, but we've never crossed paths before until this year.
Well, it's not easy. You don't always know the people in your community, in your local community, because a lot of people don't get out.
True.
And these days they're on the computer and they're on their phones and whatever, and they're just not out communicating with the people around them.
Right. They're not engaging in the people in their community. And I think too, sometimes it requires like-minded interests as well, right? So if, for example, you mentioned the church, so you're part of a church, but if somebody didn't have a church in the community that they lived in their denomination, then naturally, they wouldn't go there. They'd go to a different church in a different community. But there's also small communities as well. So being part of a club, a sports club or a team or something like that is a community in itself as well. I know you have some pretty amazing treasures. So tell me a little bit about that and how you got onto that path, because you've had that going for 55 years, correct?
That's right. Well, Thomas was my maiden name, so that's why it ended up being that. And treasures sort of encompassed a wide variety of crafts, items, whatever, because I do so many different things. I sew, I do miniatures, I do custom bears, they're artist bears. I do quilting, anything with fabrics or fibers of any kind. I do painting. There's just so many things. It's just too many things to mention. And I enjoy most of them. I'll do something for a while and then you get tired of it. So you'll go to something else and you go to something else. You come back to the original one. That way you never get bored with anything.
Right. And Catherine, now your treasures that you have, do you have a museum or a place that you display them? You know, like you've got all of these things that you love to do. Do you share them with the community?
Yes, I do. I used to belong to a couple of art guilds and we had shows. I actually ran the shows and I would sell my things there. I also did miniatures for many, many years and I traveled all over for those, but I also taught when I went to one of the shows. So I got to meet a lot of people there, got to know them a lot better because you were with them for a whole day. Or just the people that would come to the show as customers. You'd see them from one show to another. So you got to be friends with them. So I've got friends all over.
That's amazing. And really, that's what it's about, right? Is we as human beings are intended to be with other humans, which is the whole point to this podcast, is to help people to engage in interacting with other human beings. So I love the fact that, you know, you've got friends all over the world. One of my goals for this podcast is to make 1 million friends. And so I'm hoping that I am on path to make that happen. and I think you might be able to introduce me to some people, maybe.
It's quite all possible. Right.
Well, you know, and that's what collaborating is, right? It's about working with somebody else to leverage the connections that you have so you can reach more people. And that's, again, part of the 4 C's for success. Now, I told you when we first connected or when I had purchased some of the products from you that, you know, people today may have difficulty in staying in a positive mindset. And to me, when I met you, we really resonated. I found that, you know, we could just chat and it was very comfortable. I felt very comfortable. So tell me, are you typically a positive minded person?
Yes, I am. I'm very shy, but I'm very positive. I'm great with one or two people in crowds, and that's where I lose myself. But I never worry about things. I always figure whatever happens, happens for a good reason.
I agree. Everything does happen for a reason. And everything always works out for the best, too.
Yes, I agree with that.
All right. So I have a question for you. The Positive Attitude Zone talk card questions were intended to help people engage in meaningful conversations. And that's really asking questions so that you can learn about people. But people also have different perspectives based on the experiences they've had. So the question I have for you today, Catherine, is from our purple category, which is about relationships. So if you could change one thing about your family, what would it be?
That's a difficult question. I think probably the main thing I would want to change is that they're a little closer because they range anywhere from here to Australia. So I don't have the personal face-to-face contact. Over the computer, yes, but not face-to-face. And to get over to Australia or for them to come over here, it's a long trip. So it would be nice if they were a little closer.
Awesome.
I think that's probably the main point, is just having more personal contact with them.
I am blessed because my family is all close by. And I'm very grateful for that. And I was thinking the other day how it might be a challenge if one of my children decided that they wanted to, for example, live in a different country, being able to get to them just anytime I wanted to, you know, it would take a lot of planning and organizing. But thank goodness for technology, because this gives us access, but it's not quite the same, is it, to be able to wrap your arms around your loved ones and give them a big hug. It's not quite the same.
Well, you need the touch and feeling part.
I totally agree. I think I would, you know, that if I were in your situation, that would probably be the one thing that I would change too, is that to be able to be close to my family and have them nearby for every special occasion. Because I just can't imagine, you know, having grandchildren. I have a granddaughter, and having grandchildren that I couldn't see regularly, it would just be a challenge, I would think.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you have grandchildren that are away from you?
The grandchildren are all relatively close.
Nice. So that worked out.
They're within Ontario.
Awesome. Well, that's good. That's good. We always pick our question for our next guest to answer on the next episode. So we've only got a few episodes left before our anniversary episode in May. So what number would you like to pick?
How about number two?
Perfect. Number two is also from the purple category, which is about relationships. And this is not a question for you to answer, Catherine. What do you like most about each person in your family? So that's going to be the question that my partner, Liz, is going to answer. She's going to be on the next episode, and we kind of summarize everything, because I've had a conversation with my 18-year-old daughter, Amelia, about the importance of community and engaging in community. And then, of course, you and I had the opportunity to talk about community today. So our next episode is with Liz, my business partner, and she's going to answer, what do you like most about each person in your family? So thank you for picking that.
And I'm glad it's not my question, because there's so many of them, it would take me hours.
Oh, really? Well, you're blessed.
Extended family. When you consider the extended family, it's rather large.
Yeah, it can get quite big. So I bet you guys have pretty awesome family reunions when you do.
We do, yes. We always have one in August down at my father-in-law's, who just turned 105 last week.
Oh my goodness, what an amazing opportunity to celebrate with somebody who's 105. One of my goals is to get to 100. So I think you're right on track, Catherine.
I don't know, we'll see. He's healthy and nothing wrong with him.
Well, I think you mentioned when I was over, he likes to cook too, doesn't he?
Oh, we're not allowed to cook when we go down. He prepares our meals.
Yes.
I am allowed to do the dishes, but I'm not allowed to cook. And he makes his own bread, and he always makes sure I get the heel, because that's the part I like.
Beautiful. It's interesting, because I am following the Blue Zone way. It's about, you know, how to eat healthy to get to 100. They've studied the communities that have the most centenarians. And one of the things that's key about that is that, exactly like you said, they prepare all their own meals from raw ingredients. They're not eating prepared foods and things like that. So hats off to your dad, who's 105. That's so awesome. My girlfriend, her mom celebrated her birthday not too long ago, and she just turned 100. So it's so awesome to think that there's a great opportunity to reach beyond the 100.
That's right.
Awesome. All right. So Catherine, I always ask my guests to bring a joke to the episode to wrap up the episode, because I like giving my listeners an opportunity to finish the week on Friday with a fun joke moving into the weekend. So did you bring a joke for us?
Actually, I did.
Fantastic. So,
what is best about holidays such as Valentine's, Easter, Christmas?
Besides the fact that we usually get to see family and loved ones, I have no idea.
Well, it's actually not the holiday itself. It's the day after, because all the chocolate goes on sale.
Oh, I like that, because I love chocolate. That's a great joke. I'm so glad you shared that with us.
I had to have it fit in with one of my businesses. So that's
of course. That's beautiful. And I think, you know, that's often when I go shopping. I'll go the day after to get some good deals on the chocolates. And it's lots of fun because you get quite a variety. There's still quite a bit left, even though the holiday had just passed, you know, and then they just repackage it into the next holiday, as far as I can tell. Anyhow, thank you so much, Catherine. Now, do you have any final words of wisdom that you'd like to share about community?
Just that the last couple of years, we haven't had the opportunity to really take full advantage of that because we've been stuck in our houses. So it's more computer, phone, that sort of thing. It's just not the same. Things are getting better now, and we really need to get out there and face to face with our friends and meet new friends.
I totally agree. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I hope that our friends that are listening will certainly take time to reconnect with their friends and really enjoy the experiences and creating memories with their friends that will last a lifetime. So thank you so much, Catherine. Thank you to my listeners for taking the time out to wrap up their week in a fun way with us. And I want to, of course, wish you all a very happy Friends Friday. And I'll look forward to talking with you again next week with my business partner, Liz M. Raymond. And we are going to have a conversation once again about community. So thanks again. Have a great weekend and bye for now.
Thanks for winding down your week with our Friends Friday Fun podcast. Penny Lee is looking to make 1 million friends worldwide. To join her newfound friend fans, fire off an email to hello@pennyleeprevost.com or kick off your shoes and visit the Dancing Motivator Facebook page and drop by her website for more fun ways to live your best life now.